Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Friday, November 17th. This week, we've welcomed the Pleiades, the star cluster also commonly known as the Seven Sisters, rising into the eastern skies. You'll find them just emerging from the darkening skies between 5:15 and 5:30, low in the east-northeast. But they'll be easier to locate as they climb higher, due east at 7:40 or so, directly above the red star Aldebaran, and well right of the brilliant star Capella in the northeast. To describe them as a cluster seems appropriate, several stars all bunched together. While a few of these collections of stars were known in ancient times, it was the telescope that expanded our understanding of them and led to the scientific term star cluster. As a general rule, star clusters form from vast regions of gas and dust condensing into hundreds or even thousands of stars. The Seven Sisters are an excellent example, having formed an estimated 100 million years ago, relatively recent as stars go. While we can easily see six stars and, under the best circumstances, see 14 with the unaided eye, astronomers have confirmed over 1,000 stars, primarily fainter red stars, though the light we see comes from several hot blue-type stars. Next week, a thin crescent moon permits more viewing and discussion about the Pleiades on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.